The Battle of Ahzab, also known as the Battle of the Trench Khandaq, was fought in the fifth year after Hijrah. And you may recall that the Jews lived in Medina long before the arrival of two Arab tribes, which were known as the Aus and the Khazraj. The Jews, in fact, informed these tribes that the final messenger would soon arrive in Medina. And therefore, when some of the people of Medina met Nabi Salman during the Hajj, prior to the Nabi Salman making Hijrah, these people, the Madianites, they accepted Islam and brought the message home to the tribes, and gradually all the Aus and the Khazraj became Muslims. However, the Jews still refused to accept Nabi Salman as a Nabi, despite being convinced of it. And when Nabi Salman arrived in Medina, he signed a peace accord with three Jewish tribes that were living at that time, the Banu Qurayza, the Banu Nadir, and the Banu Qaynuqa. And it once transpired that the Banu Nadir summoned Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come to their settlement to resolve the murder of two people. Either they plotted to assassinate Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by appointing someone to drop a heavy bowl on him, and they violated the peace treaty. Allah informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about their sinister plot, after which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hastily returned home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent a message with Sayyidina Muhammad bin Maslama to the Banu Nadir, commanding them to leave Medina. And when the Jews received the message, the Munafiqeen then bid them to resist the command and promised them their support. And consequently, the Jews informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that they would not leave. And then appointing Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum as his deputy, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left with the Sahaba for the Jewish settlement outside Medina. By then, the Jews had locked themselves in their fortresses. The Munafiqeen again pledged their support for the Jews by telling them that they would assist them to resist the Muslimin. And the Munafiqeen even added that they would leave Medina with the Jews if the Jews were ever banished. And the Jews waited several days for the promise of aid, but as is the case with the Munafiqs, they received none. They received nothing. And they eventually forced to surrender the Muslim army, and they sent a message to Nabi Sultan entreating him to allow them to leave Medina without killing them. They also requested that he permit them to take their weapons with them together, whatever they possessed, they can load on the camels. Nabi Salman permitted them to leave within 3 days, and they left Medina, and also then settled in Khaybar, but others preferred to settle in Sham. And this episode that unfolded is also part of what led to the Battle of Ahzab, you know, that is important and has been also discussed, and it's also part of the reason of the revelation of the opening verses of Suratul Hashr. So after being banished from Medina, the Jews still attempted to harass the Muslims. Their leader arrived in Mecca and incited the Mushrikeen to fight against the Muslims, and they pledged their assistance for that. Then the Mushrikeen asked the Jews whether their religion was better or that of Muhammad. So the Mushrikeen asked him, tell us who's better, we, the Mushrikeen, or the Muslimin? And the Jews, who were people of the book originally, they very disgustingly attested to shirk that was better than tawheed. Quraysh actually pleased at this and pledged their assistance to the Jews, and therefore the Jewish leader secured the support of the Ghitfan tribe and many other neighboring tribes. And when Nabi Salman received intelligence about the plans of the Kufar, he called the Sahaba to a meeting, and it was then that Sayyidina Salman al-Faris radiallahu anhu put the proposal that they dig trenches to halt the approach of the enemy. And the proposal was accepted by Nabi Salman and was put into practice. Nabi Salman himself participated in the digging, though it was the winter month. Nabi Salman designated the boundaries to which the trench and appointed a group of 10 men to dig 40 hands length. And some scholars have mentioned the trench was 3.5 miles in length. Since Sayyidina Salman was strong and healthy, he, with the Ansar, wanted to join the ranks in digging. He mentioned Nabi Salman told them that Sayyidina Salman was neither a Muhajir nor an Ansar, but a member of Nabi Salman's own family. And when the 12,000 strong Kufar arrived, they were surprised to find the trenches. And the Arabs had never employed such a strategy, and they were forced to camp there. And Nabi Salman took 3,000 Sahaba with him and set up camp with Mount Sila at their back. Women and children were kept secure in the fortresses. And although the trenches made combat impossible, the Kuffar camped at the trenches for a month, and during this period they failed to cross the trench. In the meantime, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam held their position. The situation became extremely difficult for the Kuffar to deal with the cold. Eventually, they all fled. So this is the event that led to the Battle of the Ahzab.